It's the huddle here on ABC Grandstand AFL. Dane Rampey had a great game last night with the Sydney Swans. I think they might have already got on the plane and gone home, and he joins us here on the huddle this afternoon. G'day, Dane. How are you? Congratulations on a very fine performance.
Thank you very much, boys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, just got off the plane, so climbed it pretty well.
What was the game plan from the outset? Was it to play that slingshot type of football? And you carried it out to perfection, but was that the message from John Longmire at the start?
Yeah, I guess it was just to test in both ways and, you know, I guess really test ourselves as well. I mean, we didn't produce four quarters last week, which is probably the most disappointing thing. And, you know, to come out and do that, to give that effort for most of the game was really rewarding.
And Goodsy put on the red vest or the green vest to start the game. How did he take that one?
Oh mate, I didn't actually know until he was. I wasn't there when he took it, but I'm sure it was. You know, it was just as loud and just as you'd expect with, you know, complete class, complete humility. I mean, you can't fault the bloke. He's just a superstar. So I don't think there's too much to read into that. Actually, I think it's just more a balance of the team and just the way John wanted to have the team that night. So yeah.
And you guys, I'd have to say you're probably the best travelling team that I've seen for many, many years. You went on the road consistently, and you went on the road in Adelaide consistently, which is normally a tough trip. Is there a secret you can put your finger on? Is it just following a routine, or do you change things up? Or is it just a mindset that the coaches managed to get you in?
Mate, to be honest, I'm not too sure. I think just from a playing perspective, without really having thought about it too much, it's just that we really enjoy getting away together and just really embrace the just the fact that it's generally only, you know, 22 of us plus the coaching staff over there against the crowd. So I think we really enjoy that part of, you know, that part of the challenge, and I think that's held us in really good stead in the last few years. Just, you know, really embrace that, doing it for each other, and, you know, probably just the mindset more than anything.
And Dane, just like last week, obviously, you know, that was. You got out of jail, basically. Was that sort of, was it the relief that then flowed into this week that you could then play with a bit more freedom and get your game? You knew what you had to fix?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, looking back to, you know, last week, it was probably the first quarter was really disappointing. But after the first quarter, and, you know, I'm sure you've all seen the spray that Horace is said to have given us, but we did change the key indicators in the match, but it just wasn't hitting on the scoreboard. So we were getting our things, our key indicators right, and I guess coming into this week, it did give us that confidence knowing that, you know, we can hit those targets, and, you know, we are a good team. So we just went with that, and, you know, it was good to put four quarters together.
It's Dane Rampey from the Sydney Swans with us here on the huddle on ABC Grandstand AFL after their win against Port Adelaide in Adelaide last night. 62 entries they had going forward. Port last night. So Dane, the ball was always coming towards you, but you handled it so very well, and yourself playing off that half back line. Now you've played about 50 games of AFL football. Do you feel now that you truly belong in an AFL environment as a senior player?
Yeah, I think so. I'm feeling a lot more confident out there, but I think it's a lot of the credit has to go to just the back line around me. I mean, I've got some really experienced heads. You know, Teddy Richards playing his 200th game for the club, just an inspirational leader. I mean, Heath Grundy, Nick Smith, really good up-and-coming leader of the club. So, you know, I've got so many people to learn off, and, you know, you can't help but feel, you know, calm and composed out there when you've got cool heads around you. So I think that does hold me in good stead. But, yeah, it was coming in there a fair bit, and I think given we had 62 inside 50s against us, I thought we held up pretty well.
And Dane, can you give us an insight into this kid, Isaac Heaney, the blonde hair? He did one pick-up at a crucial time last night. Everyone just goes, wow. What sort of a kid is he to come in and play straight away?
Yeah, it wasn't only the pickup, but then he wheeled around on his opposite foot and hit Buddy out as well. It's pretty incredible, isn't it? mate, he's a ripping kid. He's so mature and just so humble as well, which is, you know, probably one of the most refreshing things is that, you know, he's got a really good head on him. He wants to learn. He wants to embrace the culture, embrace the game plan, embrace everything that we're about. So that's hurt him in really good stead. And I think, obviously, being in the academy, that's obviously had something to do with it. You know, he hasn't just been exposed the last, you know, 2 or 3 months over the pre-season. It was, you know, the few years leading up to that.
Dane, what was the conversation with the team in the off-season about what happened on grand final day and the issues you knew you had to address to make sure that didn't happen again? I'm sure there were some honest conversations and a little bit of hurt in there. What were the themes that emerged?
There were some very honest conversations, but I'm not going to be telling you too much about that, boys. But I know I got asked that last night, but I know everyone would love to know. But you know, we've identified areas that we think we let ourselves down in, and that you know that we've been exposed probably the last two final series, and you know, just that's just been our focus, I guess, moving on, because that's where that gap is, and that's all we need to do to I guess take that next step.
Can I just ask you then, do you feel like in the last two games you're getting close to addressing those? Because you were still winning plenty of games last year and it didn't hold you in the best of situations on grand final day. But in the first 2 weeks, have you ticked off on those things that you felt were missing?
I think last night there was probably definitely a step in the right direction. I mean, we're very harsh critics on our own performance, and especially Horse on his own performance as well. So, you know, we are taking steps in the right direction, but like, you know, I hate to be boring, but there's always areas to improve and always areas to get better in. So that's just what we're looking at. But yeah, it is comforting knowing that, you know, we are taking little steps in those areas, and you know, hopefully by the end of the year we'll be, you know, in good stead to, you know, hit a final series again.
And speaking of Horse's own performance, if I was you players, I would organise for a camera to be on John Longmire in the coach's box for every minute of the game, because quite often he starts to scream and yell down the phone, spots himself out of the corner of his eye on telly, and then he just pulls back and starts to be a bit calmer. So
you did notice that down on the ground as well. It's pretty funny.
Good on you, Dane. Congratulations on the win. You do have the derby next week against the Giants. That always has a little bit of an edge to it. And we look forward to watching that between two teams who are unbeaten at the start of the campaign. Thanks for being on the huddle today.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate your time. Thank you.